This is The Christmas Promise, written by Lindsay Gibson, narrated by Kimberly Austin. Dedication. For all who knew I was an author before my words were ever written in this first story. Prologue. Christmas Eve, 1919. Oliver. The sun was setting with a brilliant orange and red glow, casting its long fingers of light and warmth over the cold ocean in a spectacular show, as if it knew that this was the most important Christmas Eve of Oliver's life. He stood atop the grass-covered hill in an icy breeze, facing the water while the gentle waves lapped against the shore. The beach below held so many memories for him and Alice, the love of his life. Memories of his return to her from war, and the long hours they'd spent there together in the warmer months, her giggles spilling into the air when he'd made her laugh. He couldn't think of a better place to ask her to marry him. The cold never bothered either of them. Watching the sunset from this high ground above the ocean was breathtaking, and a tradition they'd started as children on Christmas Eve. So tonight seemed the perfect time. He smiled, thinking of her soft face and chocolate-colored eyes. Alice, the woman he'd known he'd wanted to marry since he was a young boy, would hopefully soon be officially his forever. Taking in the frigid air felt good, and each breath calmed his nervous excitement. She would be arriving any minute. He closed his eyes, picturing his arms around her as they watched this incredible sunset together. His heart swelled with more love than he could even describe. There wasn't a single moment of the day that Oliver wasn't thankful to have Alice in his life. He could still pinpoint the very first time he knew he loved her, when they were 6 years old. They had been running toward the schoolhouse from opposite streets, both late, trying not to drop their books and lunch pails. As they turned the corner onto the same street from different directions, they'd crashed into each other so hard that she dropped her pail, her milk bottle breaking open as it hit the ground. "Oliver, watch where you're going," she shouted, hands on her hips and stomping her feet. Her face had been red with anger, but he couldn't help but smile at her, admiring her long braid she'd tossed behind her back. She'd quickly scooped up her books. "Stop smiling at me." Alice's furrowed eyebrows had then begun to soften as a smile slowly spread across her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?